Now we have here the reign of Amaziah over Judah. And as we've indicated before, Amaziah was a good king. In fact, an exceptionally good king. He reigned 29 years. Let me just read a few verses here to get this before us. In the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. That's confusing, isn't it? Well, it certainly is. You need our chart to follow through at this point. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And what else are we going to hear? His mother's name was what? Jehoadan of Jerusalem. I tell you, the mother will receive credit when he's a good king. She'll receive blame when he's a bad king. And this man, Amaziah, is a good king. And so he must have had a wonderful mother. The name is given here. Now we are told that this man reigned at this particular time. And probably I should just make a comment or two. Amaziah, son of Joash, he succeeds to the throne of Judah. And he does that which is right in the sight of the Lord. But he does not quite measure up to David's standard. And you'll recall that became the standard. Verse 3, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father. He did according to all things as Joash his father did. Didn't quite measure up to David, you see. And we find that the civil war between the two kingdoms continues during this particular period. I'm not going into that any farther. We'll come back to all of this in Chronicles. And we find now that Jeroboam the second, he becomes king over the northern kingdom of Israel. And then Amaziah, verse 17, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, they're written in the book of Chronicles, and we're going to see those later, by the way. Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. That's way up in the north, but they sent after him to Lachish and slew him there. And they brought him on horses. He was buried in Jerusalem with his father in the city of David. Now Azariah is the man that comes in now. All the people of Judah took Azariah, which was 16 years old, made him king instead of his father Amaziah. And this man Azariah is the man we know as Uzziah. And it was during the reign of this man that Isaiah began his prophetic ministry. We're told he built Elath and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his father. And we have here a record of the reign of Jeroboam. And you guessed it, he didn't do very well. He was a bad king. Now, Uzziah, who comes to the throne, and Jeroboam the second, king of Israel, and he reigns 41 years, and he does evil according to the sins of Jeroboam the first, and it's very boring, by the way. He restores the border of Israel according to Jonah, son of Amittai the prophet. That's an interesting thing. Maybe you hadn't ever noticed that before, but here is a historical reference to Jonah, and it confirms the fact that Jonah was a real person and prophet in Israel. And I probably should turn and read this here in the 25th verse, by the way. Let me see if I can pick that up here. Verse 25, he restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai the prophet, which was of Gath-Hepher. That's Jonah, who wrote the book of Jonah, by the way, and here's a historical reference to him. We have the death of Jeroboam the second, and then Zechariah comes to the throne. We're now moving down toward the end, actually, of this nation. And I don't know whether we'll get to it next time, but shortly we'll be to the end of this.